What do you think of the saying less is more?
I really do think less is more. You know, there was a time in the past where that saying wouldn't have held true, but here in 2017, in a society where we think we need more, more, and more, bigger houses, more possessions, more money, more success, ultimately, that's not creating more happiness, more health, more purpose, or more passion. And so I think that one of the best things we can do today is simplify our lives, have less, and by having less, ultimately, we get to have more of the things that we really want. Time to spend with our family, time to do the hobbies that we love to do, and time to actually experience life.
And how is your life reflected by this saying, less is more?
Well, my life really is reflected by the saying less is more because for the last 5 years I've worked to just simplify my life. So in the past I had, you know, dozens of bills, you know, a half dozen credit cards, lots of possessions and a big apartment, and I've simplified my life down to now having just about 111 possessions to my name, all of which fit in my backpack, no bills, no debt, no credit cards, not even a bank account. And so I live very, very simply, but my life is so full of experience, of relationships. You know, my relationship with my partner, we love each other so much, and we have time to actually love each other. And I have time to be with my friends and time to experience the very basic things in life. So I've definitely found that the less stuff I have and money I have, the more I really get out of life.
And what do you think is your most important material possession?
As far as material possessions, my most important possession, I guess, you know, a couple articles of clothing to keep myself warm, you know, when it's cold. So not just one, but maybe just one outfit, pants, underwear, you know, a shirt and a jacket, just having that, because as human beings, we've evolved or into a way where we can't really exist in our environment, especially cold environments, without those clothes. So that would be probably the most important. Yeah.
Did you always have this vision, or did you also once focus on material possessions?
Yeah, I was very focused on material possessions and money for most of my life, and I was happy. It's not like the quest for material possessions and money didn't give me a good life. I enjoyed it, but ultimately, I started to see how my life was causing environmental and social destruction. You know, all the stuff, my car, the gasoline I was putting into my car, my quest for more money and more stuff, ultimately was resulting in me living in a way that was causing more destruction to the environment, something that I care about, always did, people, animals, nature. So I saw that I was causing destruction to all that. And also, the more stuff I was buying, the more people had to work on the other side of the world in really crappy conditions, living these, you know, miserable factory life conditions, just so I could have my cheap stuff. And so I lived very focused on material possessions, and then I just realized that's not me. That's not the life that I want to live. So in 2011, I had to change my life around.
So first you changed your life, and then you wanted to inspire others too.
Yeah, I believe in leading by example. Definitely one of my biggest inspirations has been Mahatma Gandhi. And, you know, his one of the things he's really known for saying is, be the change you wish to see in the world. And it sounds cliche, but that's exactly how I feel. To be telling someone else to do something but not doing it yourself, that just doesn't work for me. For me, I want to show what's possible. I want to lead by example. And so that's where I focused first. And then once I felt like I was leading by example, then the idea is to live it out loud and show people what is possible. And so now that I've, you know, transformed my life, now my goal is to just show people that we can do this and that it's possible to live a more environmentally friendly and socially conscious life while still really truly enjoying life.
And why do you do activism to inspire?
Well, we live in a busy world where you're exposed to tens of thousands of advertisements per year, where you've got hundreds of videos across your Facebook news feed. You've got text messages, emails, you know, everything on a daily basis. So how do you get people's attention? So what I do is I do sort of extreme environmental activism campaigns and adventures that really grab people's attention, get them to stop and think and think about these environmental issues and social issues, and ultimately try to do it in a way that gets them to reflect on their own lives and question their own lives and decide whether what they're doing is what they want to be doing, and give them an opportunity to think outside that box and maybe transform into a different way of living.
Do you see your activism also as kind of art?
Yeah, I mean, so what I'm doing on a daily basis is going against the grain of society. The grain of society is buy this, consume that, you know, very convenient, everything has been made easy. And so to live this way requires critical thinking, paying attention to your actions. It requires to often do exactly the opposite of what society is trying to get you to do. So yeah, ultimately my life is more challenging, but I look at easy lives as, you know, one that often is what ultimately creates disease. Like, that's what creates obesity, and that's what creates this, you know, droning through life. So I find that challenging yourself ultimately gives you a more purposeful life. And so I wouldn't want an easy life. I find that challenging is the way for me to feel right about life.
How I could see you love to travel. Isn't it contradictory to fly to Europe to inspire a healthy earth?
Yeah, I do love to travel. And as I've been beginning to care more about the environment and my impact, I have changed the way that I travel. So, for example, I've biked across the United States twice on a bamboo bike. And, you know, I do much more backpacking, hitchhiking, so that I'm catching rides in vehicles that are already going that way. Here in Europe, I'm spending 7 weeks here. I flew across the Atlantic Ocean to get here. And so I did have to decide whether it was worth it. And the way I look at it right now is we're in a period of transitional ethics. We have to look at each scenario. And for me personally, the way I do things, I look at it and I say, will the positive impact of this journey outweigh the flight? And so in this scenario, giving 21 presentations in 8 countries around Europe, and once I'm here only taking public transportation to get to all the countries, I feel like it's worth it. And one of the challenges of caring about the environment and about people is that I've learned that you're always going to have to be somewhat of a hypocrite, because the alternative to all of this would be living a completely disconnected life from society, following this through in a way where I'm growing 100% of my own food and not using any resources. But my goal is to shift the way we look at things, and I have to use some resources that go against the ethic that I have. But ultimately it doesn't go against the ethic, because my goal is to do what I have to do to affect as much positive change as I can in this life that I have.
And here in Europe, you only use public transportation, right?
Yeah, I landed in Dublin on April 1st, and since then I've been through Ireland, the UK, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Austria. Now I'm here in Switzerland and next France, and that's all by train or bus. And yeah, train or bus, and then I'll fly back to the United States. Ultimately, I could have taken a boat to the United States and back, and maybe one day I will, but on this trip I did not make that happen.
Do you notice differences speaking about this topic in the United States and in Europe?
Sometimes I feel a little awkward here in Europe speaking about these things, because here I am, the American, you know, in the United States we have 5% of the world's population and consume 25% of the world's resources. So, you know, the United States, my country, is the biggest culprit, and you know, Europe's kind of like our, you know, big brother or sister who's doing so much, or little, but no, big, doing so much better of a job. And so sometimes I feel a little awkward, but the more that I see, the more that I realize that more and more people are being pushed into consumerism here in Europe, whether they want to or not. And so it's a message that's obviously needed here. And I've seen that from the talks that I've given. And ultimately, I feel like this message of simple living is applicable in every Western country around the world, and really in most countries as globalization is taking, you know, such a strong hold all over the world.
What is your next project?
My next project starts on May 29th. I'm actually arriving back in the United States on May 21st. And then a week later, I'm biking across the country. We're planting community gardens across the United States. So we're planting food anywhere that it can grow. We're planting wildflowers for the bees. We're planting fruit trees. And it's a bike ride that's open to anybody who wants to join, actually. So far, about 40 people are signed up to do the whole ride. It's free, just totally grassroots style. And so you can show up in New York City on May 29th and bike across the country with us, or join for any part of it. So anyone from around the world is welcome to join.
What is the motivation for your commitment? I mean, it is kind of your business, you earn your money with it, but what is your motivation apart from that? What keeps you going?
Well, really, it's not really my business because, like, for example, my TV show on Discovery Channel and my book, 100% of that are donated directly to environmental nonprofits. I don't see a penny of that. I am earning my commitment at this point is to earn no more than $5,000 a year. And the rest is donated to environmental nonprofits or my nonprofit to carry out the mission that I have. And so really, money is, I try to keep that at the very bottom of priorities. The reason I'm doing what I'm doing is because I really want to see positive change in the world. And I think it matters, you know, even if we're doomed as a human race, and even if the other species that we're, you know, sharing the earth with are doomed, I'm going to do my part while I can. And the way I look at it is that life is precious. So even if I just inspire one person to clean up the pond behind their house so there's no plastic in it for the ducks, or just, you know, inspiring one kid to start growing his own food on his balcony, like some tomatoes, and understanding that connection to food and getting to eat some healthy food, you know, this is all precious to me. And so no matter what happens, you know, that's my goal, is just to keep on making those positive little changes in the world. And, you know, we, as individuals, probably none of us are going to change the world, but we can change the world of the people around us. And that is something that matters to me.